honest.
All right, if you're just joining us, so this Ryan Lochte story with the other three swimmers, and I don't even know their names, and I'm going to be honest, can I be honest? Don't care. It's four swimmers, one of which is Ryan Lochte, okay? So this just keeps getting curiouser and curiouser, shall we say. So Matt Gutman is a reporter for ABC News, and he has been on top of this particular story all morning. He has been tweeting out various news that has come out, and all of this has been in, say, maybe the last, 45 minutes or so?
Yeah, it's still happening moment to moment at this point.
So he reported this morning, Sean, that the Brazilian authorities are saying now that they have a video that showed a swimmer, didn't say which, it said a swimmer, breaking down the door at like a gas station and getting into a fight with a security guard. Okay? That was a while ago. Then we now have more Brazilian. This is all from Matt Gutman, and he's on Twitter at Matt Gutman with one T if you want to look up his story. They're now saying that they made up the story, says it shows them fighting with the security guard at a gas station, and that they made the whole, and that apparently they made the whole thing up.
Well, Brazilian officials said that they weren't getting the same story from all four men involved on the U.S. swim team.
Right.
And, of course, with NBC News, Matt Lauer went on late night last night and talked specifically about some of the changes. Originally, Lochte and company had said that they were pulled over by someone they thought they were the police, and then they were robbed. And then they said they were a gas station when they were robbed. They tried to hold a taxi driver. The taxi driver didn't go. Then they got approached with men with guns, reportedly.
Right.
And then Ryan Lochte said that there was a gun cocked and loaded, placed against his forehead.
Right.
Last night, he said it was not quite accurate. It was in my direction.
And then I was like, whatever. If someone points a gun at you, Sean, is your reaction, whatever?
It is not.
Okay.
It is not.
That's the point at which things started to unravel silver-haired wonder.
I might remember the details rather specifically.
Unless you're smashed.
Oh.
I have thought for a while any number of the following things were true. The first, that the four of them were someplace they weren't supposed to be. Like, as soon as this started to get a little shady, your first reaction is, okay, did they make something up because they were somewhere they weren't supposed to be? Secondly, if that wasn't the case, or even if it was the case, were they in possession of something they weren't supposed to be in possession of? Because then anything beyond that, you sit back and you go, now, you know, the idea of just making up a story because you're going for sympathy because you lost to Phelps doesn't make any sense. So now you get to the point where you're going,
yeah,
they were either somewhere they weren't supposed to be or in possession of something they weren't supposed to be in possession of, or both.
Yeah, Lochte's lost to Phelps before. He doesn't like it, but of course, you know, he's been able to get past it, obviously.
It's one or the other or both.
It's a weird situation.
And apparently, according to Brazilian officials, we're now to the point of, apparently it was you were somewhere you weren't supposed to be doing something you weren't supposed to be doing.
Lochte is back in the United States.
The other three
the
are
other
still
three
there,
are,
right?
Are not. Yeah, Jimmy Fagan is basically he's still in Brazil.
Okay, come on, you're really going to try to make me remember these names?
Jack Connor and Gunnar Bentz were taken off of their flight by Brazilian officials back to the U.S.
Excuse me, doing a little finger wag. You know, come here.
Because
you're with
much
me.
As it is in the United States, filing a false police report is a crime now. Lochte is probably, to a certain extent, embarrassment aside, off the hook. I don't think the U.S. is going to extradite him for this, since he's back in town. The U.S. Olympic team said they don't report on the whereabouts of their team members. So,
well, yeah, I mean, it's not like they got a lowjack on this guy.
Somewhere in America.
It's just, the whole thing's just weird.
I hope.
Keep hoping.
That somehow They're telling the truth. There was something messed up. But boy, it's getting harder and harder to believe that. And if it ends up they made this up, this is... That's bad. I mean, you're making the host country of the Olympics look bad. You're playing into the worst stereotypes of Rio.
Oh, absolutely.
It's bad. It needs... If they end up making this up, the U.S. Olympic team, obviously... has to let Brazil do whatever Brazil wants to do. Generally, that's in Brazilian law, it's about 6 months in jail or a fine, and they would probably get the
fine. Just get the fine, exactly.
And you all have to be removed from the team permanently. That's got to be a one strike and you're out. Starting international incidents shouldn't be a, hey, would you mind not doing that next time? I think that probably has to be, you're done. I don't care if you've won 12 Olympic medals. I don't care if you're promising. I don't care if you swim relays. We have 400 million people in this country. We can find one who can successfully go abroad without embarrassing both nations.
Yeah, that would be nice. Can I share with you a laugh, though, as we
Please
wrap this
do.
Up? John Walters, who's a who's the sports writer for Newsweek. All right. I just retweeted this. This is so great. John Walters just tweeted, security video reveals Katie Ledecky was a half a pool length away from the entire incident.